Hachette Audio presents Sons of Wichita, How the Koch Brothers Became America's Most Powerful and Private Dynasty. Written by Daniel Shulman. Read by Alan O'Reilly. Prologue. Morris eased the pickup truck to the side of the road. The wide, busy thoroughfares of 1950s Wichita, Kansas, were just 5 miles southwest. But here, on the largely undeveloped outskirts of the city, near the Koch family's 160-acre property, the landscape consisted of little more than an expanse of flat, sun-bleached fields, etched here and there by dusty rural byways. The retired Marine, rangy and middle-aged, climbed out of the truck, holding two sets of scuffed leather boxing gloves. "Okay, boys," he barked, "get outside and duke it out." David and Bill, the teenaged Koch twins, were at each other's throats once again. Impossible to tell who or what had started it, but it seldom took much. The roots of the strife typically traced to some kind of competition, a game of hoops, a round of water polo in the family pool, a foot race. They were pathologically competitive, and David, a gifted athlete, often won. Everything seemed to come easier for him. Bill was just 19 minutes younger than his fraternal twin, but this solidified his role as the baby of the family. With a hair-trigger temper, he threw the tantrums to match. David was more even-keeled than Bill, but he knew how to push his brother's buttons. Once they got into it, neither backed down. Arguments between the twins, who shared a small room, their beds within pinching...